Ian Khama said yesterday he is a free man after the state withdrew its charges against him. Khama says he was persecuted by Masisi. Seeking a second term on October 30, Masisi and his Botswana Democratic Party resoundingly lost to the opposition. Khama told the gathering in his Sorowe village in the country's central district that he had enjoyed a difficult time under the Masisi government. He says he has quit politics to focus on his new duties as a paramount chief, a traditional role for his Bangwato tribe. He says the previous administration persecuted him, accusing him of stealing 100 billion pula from the Reserve Bank. He says he was accused of keeping unlicensed firearms and was constantly harassed. Khama says he looks forward to a fresh start. Khama says he wants to tell everyone that his lawyers informed him that the state has withdrawn the case. He says he takes that to believe this is the end and is now a free man, so he can now focus on issues of development. Pius Pico at the Institute of Security Studies in Pretoria says the withdrawal of charges against Khama leaves question marks over the National Prosecuting Authority, the state's prosecuting organization.
The dropping of charges against Ian Khama is not unexpected. However, concerns about the integrity of the National Prosecuting Authority will remain in play. Given this is the same prosecuting authority that ostensibly supported the prosecution of Ian Khama, it would be very helpful if they could provide reasons for why they have now dropped these charges. Simply doing so and expecting the wider public to accept this without question is probably not very helpful in the circumstances.
Even though Khama is now a free man, the former president's family remains in exile in South Africa. Khama says his siblings cannot return as there are still pending cases against them. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.